From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. U.S. intelligence officials say terrorists are working on new ways to evade airport security. U.S. media outlets say terrorist groups have been testing explosive devices that can be hidden in a laptop and that can evade some commonly used airport security screening methods. CNN and CBS report American intelligence officials have told them militants with Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been developing innovative ways to plant explosives in electronic devices. The news organizations say the new intelligence suggests the terror groups have obtained sophisticated airport security equipment to test how to conceal the explosives in order to board a plane. President Donald Trump fueled the growing controversy surrounding Russia's involvement in the last year's election. On Saturday, over Twitter, he launched verbal attacks on NBC News and the network's political director, Chuck Todd. Trump made fun of Todd's appearance, criticized the network for not providing more coverage of unproven assertions that President Barack Obama wiretapped his campaign, and called on NBC to stop covering Russia's interference in the election. The White House, meanwhile, sent mixed messages Friday about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Flynn offered to cooperate with congressional investigators for immunity. First, White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
But I think that the interesting thing is if you actually stop for a second and realize what the president's doing, is that he's saying, do whatever you have to do to go up, to make it clear what happened, take whatever precaution you want or however your legal counsel advises you.
His remark is in contrast to a tweet earlier in the day from President Trump. This is VOA News. The White House has released a report on the personal finances of the president's staff. The report released late Friday lays out details about the assets, liabilities, and income in the portfolios of the wealthiest White House staff members ever. The account includes data about the financial life of the president's daughter, Ivanka, and her husband, Jared Kushner, whose family is involved in real estate development in New York. Not surprisingly, the couple holds a massive real estate and business empire worth as much as $741 million, the New York Times reported. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday directed his administration to review U.S. trade deficits and clamp down on countries that abuse trade rules in two executive orders. Under the orders, the U.S. Commerce Department and the Trade Representative are supposed to report their findings on the causes of trade defects to the president in 3 months.
Under my administration, the theft of American prosperity will end. We're going to defend our industry and create a level playing field for the American worker, finally.
In Washington, the Pentagon announced Thursday that President Donald Trump has given it more authority to launch airstrikes in Somalia to attack al-Shabaab. Mohammed Yusuf has more.
The Pentagon said President Trump approved a request for additional precision airstrikes in Somalia to help African Union and Somali ground troops increase pressure on al-Shabaab and to deny the terrorists safe havens from which to attack U.S. citizens or interests in the region. General Thomas Waldhauser, head of the U.S. Africa Command, had said earlier that it will be helpful for American forces to have more flexibility and timeliness when deciding whether to launch an attack. The Somali government has so far declined to comment on the U.S. announcement. Latisha Badar, a Human Rights Watch researcher for Somalia, urged caution in identifying targets for strikes in light of the ongoing drought.
This is going to be particularly key at a time where we know that there is massive displacement of civilians right now. I mean, you know, we're talking about thousands of individuals on the move trying to get access to urban areas in order to find international humanitarian assistance.
Analysts also expressed concern that local rivalries in Somalia can muddy intelligence. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Israeli police say they shot and killed a Palestinian man Saturday after the man stabbed three people in the Old City of Jerusalem. Spokeswoman Luba Samir explained, the man stabbed two Jewish people before fleeing. A short time later, the man stabbed a border guard before being killed by police. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.